we begin in the early morning hours last Saturday in San Luis, Arizona. It's 3 a.m. as the gates of Friendship Park in San Luis open for the hundreds of agricultural workers standing in line to get in. A team of volunteers await the workers to sign them up for drawings that will take place throughout the night, but many pass the volunteers by and head toward two of the most popular booths at the event, the food stand and the clothing table, where volunteers have stacked boxes of donated clothing. Veronica Pena is with the Department of Economic Security, who helped gather the clothing for tonight's event.
I guess that the reason it is because of the things that we have here for them. We always try to get like jeans, sweaters, things that they need for work. And these are people that are really in need of things like this. So this is the reason that I guess we have a lot of people all the time.
It's a cold night for southwestern Arizona. Temperatures dip to the mid-30s. Sweaters and scarves fly off the tables as workers sift through the piles of clothing. At a stand near the clothing tables, workers line up for hot homemade menudo and champurrado, a warm, thick drink made of corn flour, chocolate, and cinnamon. For the next 6 hours or so, ag workers will cycle through this park. More than 60 organizations have set up booths offering everything from simple health screenings to help with immigration paperwork or housing issues. There are close to 50,000 agricultural workers in Yuma County during the winter months. More than half of them cross the border from Mexico at the San Luis Port of Entry during the early morning hours each day. That's why this event starts so early. Emma Torres is the chief executive officer of Campesinos Sin Fronteras, a farm worker advocacy group. She says Dia del Campesino is meant to be a thank you to these workers.
Today's event is to celebrate the farm worker community more than anything, to thank them for the contribution to our economy, to everything that they do. You know, this is a population that goes pretty silently. You know, they come and go as early, like you say, tonight, and it's early morning. It's actually 3 in the morning right now. And that's the time that they gather to go to harvest the fruits and vegetables that we enjoy later on at dinner. And I think that very few people think about them.
Torres says these workers are invisible, as are many of the challenges they face. They are mostly men, though many are women. Their average age is over 40, and their hours are long. And Torres says people have a misconception about their legal status.
Yes, unfortunately, Lou, there is a misconception, like you say. You know, there is a wrongful connotation that immigrant and migrant means illegal. And that's totally wrong, because they couldn't be here if they were undocumented. These are legal residents that oftentimes, because their family members are not all legalized yet, they live in Mexico. You know, these are the mixed family that people talk about. Some are legal, some are U.S. Citizens, and some are Mexican citizens. And a lot of them, until they are able to bring their whole family with a legal status, they live in Mexico. So we have thousands of them commuting every morning during the harvest season, starting as early as 1 or 2 a.m., making that line to be here at 3 or 4 a.m., which is when their bosses pick them up. And then they couldn't go through the cross points where the Border Patrol is if they weren't legal. So there is definitely a misconception that people need to understand a little bit more about what does being a legal resident means, which is, really a terrible lack of information that people have out there.
As this workforce ages, with fewer and fewer young people taking to the fields after them, their health is a big concern.
Most of the younger kids, they don't want to work in the fields. They go, they are going to school or better jobs, paying jobs. There's a shortage of workers. That's why the reason they bring the foreign workers, the H-2A workers, to work here in this area.
Several booths at Dia del Campesino offer simple health screenings like cholesterol, diabetes, and blood pressure checks. Torres says some people tonight will find out about chronic health conditions they face for the first time.
We provide free immunizations to try to keep them healthy. You know, we identify a lot of them with some form of chronic disease already, like high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. And we provide them information on what they need to do, where they need to go. And if we can, we hook them or link them with one of the community health centers here represented. So it's very, very critical because, like I said, for some of them, this is their only source of medical care. It's incredibly important because for many of these, majority of these individuals don't have health insurance. And this is one of the hardest working populations and the least covered with any type of coverage. They don't have fringe benefits like we do. They don't, you know, like we take for granted, we'll have our sick leave hours, our vacation. They don't have any of that.
Torres worked in the fields herself for 10 years. She moved on with education and effort, something these workers can also do. Lorena Zaragoza is a career guidance specialist with the Yuma Private Industry Council, a private nonprofit employment service. Zaragoza says YPIC wants to help people transition out of farm labor.
What we do is we provide education, training, and job placement for the community. And our ultimate goal is to help all of these participants become self-sufficient. So a lot of things that we serve that is helpful for our farm workers today is possibly coming in to do the GED. So once they're done with the season, they typically start coming into our program to start obtaining their GED classes. And after that, we focus on trainings, and some of the trainings can be based on their interest, career interest, we focus on a training. And at that point, we do a short-term training that YPIC pays, which is called an internship program. And they're able to get employment upon completion of the training.
Is the idea to maybe transition them out of some
absolutely,
of this very hard work?
Absolutely. This is very, very tough work. And one of the things that we try to do, our goal is to educate them to continue with their education so they can possibly, hopefully, our goal is for them to obtain a better job in the future.
Education beyond the GED can dramatically change the lives of not just individual farm workers, but their entire families. Rosalia Delgado is the director of the College Assistance Migrant Program, or CAMP, at Arizona Western College. CAMP helps the children of farm workers transition to higher education. It's the only program like it in the state.
And that's what most people don't understand is the impact that, I mean, we take 40 students per year. But the impact that happens not only to the family, but the community is huge. We have great parent participation. So when we have our monthly meetings, we have about 60% of the parents come and the siblings come to campus, see the dorms. You know, we make it so that they have some idea what it is to live on campus. So it's not just that student, but it's their siblings, it's their, you know, the family. And even parents start taking classes.
The camp booth is staffed by students who are part of the program. Delgado says seeing these workers helps these students understand where they come from.
It's very important for the students. We have about 15 students that volunteered to come in this morning, and we want them to see, and they've already know because they come from that, but that you have to give back to your community, and that's part of what we teach them. So, and they begin to understand. And these type of events, of course, are, you know, part of what we do.
And you connect with a lot of parents who might have questions about their children.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how
yes.
to get them into the program.
As a matter of fact, we see their parents right now. Some of the parents are actually working now, and so they're part of the activity right now. So they do come here. So it's very important for them to be here and know that we support the efforts and that, you know, this is our community.
Ironically, as these camp students transition out of the farm labor market, they are a sign of one of the challenges facing the agriculture industry, a shortage of workers. That's why connecting this aging workforce with health providers and services is one of the main focuses of Dia del Campesino. Several booths offer blood pressure and cholesterol checks, as well as testing for diabetes. For some who are legal permanent residents or U.S. citizens, Affordable Care Act navigators are on hand to show them their options for insurance coverage. Campesinos Sin Fronteras CEO Emma Torres says Dia del Campesino provides all of these services for free, but she says the event will only see a fraction of the tens of thousands of farm workers who will pass through the port of entry or arrive in San Luis tonight from the north to catch those buses that will take them to the fields across Yuma County. One of the most pressing issues for some of these workers is immigration reform, something they have heard talk of, but so far they've seen no action. KAWC's Michelle Faust picks up things from here. She explores that issue and talks to some of the workers about what they'd like to see happen.
At the beginning of 2013, a bipartisan Gang of Eight senators, including both U.S. senators from Arizona, worked behind the scenes to draft a bill for immigration reform. On June 27th of this year, the bill passed the Senate. But it has never been brought to a vote on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives.
My name is Ramona Corrales.
Ramona Corrales is an immigration counselor for Chicanos por la Causa, an immigrant rights and community advocacy group. Corrales and her colleagues were at the Dia del Campesino, knowing attendees would ask about the possibility of immigration reform.
We were very optimistic that we were going to have some type of reform. Last year, we did have what's called the Deferred Action, the DACA program for the youth. That has helped tremendously. To legalize many of the youth who came in, were brought in by their parents. And this year we were again, you know, had high hopes. We did a lot of promotion and moving. In June, I attended a conference in Washington where we actually visited many of the representatives and the senators trying to get lobbying for the reform. But at this point, we really don't think anything's going to be approved.
While some migrant farm workers live in the United States, many of the more than 45,000 laborers in Yuma County cross the border daily with legal papers through the San Luis Port of Entry. Some of those crossing do so with a temporary work visa that allows them to be in the United States 4 months of the year to help tend to and harvest winter lettuce. Others who cross for work are U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents who choose to live south of the border. Ramona Corrales.
But they opt for living in Mexico because many of them are immigrating their families and there's a long wait list. And so they don't want to live in one side of the border and have the family in the other. So they live in Mexico with the family.
A U.S. citizen or permanent resident who petitions to immigrate their adult child from Mexico could wait more than 16 years. Liliana Nieblas cleans the lettuce in the fields for packing. She says today the wait to cross the border was short, but sometimes it takes several hours. Nieblas echoes Corrales' point. Her father is a U.S. citizen who's been trying to immigrate her brother for several years. She's frustrated that he'll have to wait at least two more years. I don't understand how they say once you're a citizen, it's faster to immigrate others who can't come in. I don't think that's fair. Nieblas thinks immigration reform is a lie, and it won't help her family. The Senate immigration reform bill does contain specific language to quickly increase the number of temporary visas for agricultural workers. But Corrales of Chicanos por la Causa says she's disappointed it still hasn't happened.
Who don't necessarily want to immigrate, but they want to be able to come over, live in Mexico and support their families, and they want to be able to work legally.
Eduardo Guerrero is 36 years old. He and his wife are here on a four-month agricultural work visa. Guerrero says it's hard to find a job in Mexico that pays well enough to make ends meet. He wishes his visa were a little longer. Guerrero says it would be best if they had residency papers because they're here to work in agriculture. He says he just wants to make enough to support his family and not be so financially restricted. Ruben Cruz Cabrera is 29 years old. He's a father of two. Like Guerrero, he'd like to extend the number of months he can work in the United States so he can support his wife, kids, and his parents. It's only 4 months. There in Mexico, there's no work. You've got to struggle there. Some of the agricultural workers at this event are more concerned with maintaining good health than they are with immigration. Leopoldo Guzman Nunez is a friendly 79-year-old in a jean jacket and a smile almost as broad as his straw hat. He's been working as a migrant worker in agriculture nearly his entire life. His youngest son sponsored him to get his residency 7 years ago. Guzman Nunez says he'll work two or three more years before he can retire. I'm very comfortable because I don't have any illnesses. Guzman Nunez says he feels like a 38-year-old. He says he's happy with his job, his coworkers, and his employer. Guzman Nunez only wishes the pay was better. Weekly, if we work 48 hours, they give me $345 for 48 hours of work. Guzman Nunez says things are best when he gets 48 hours of work in a week, but sometimes he doesn't get the hours he needs, and the pay suffers. Friends and co-workers Maribel Ambrose and Gabriela Gauna walked through the health fair together before their shift at Reyes Packing. They say it's more convenient for them to take care of their health at this annual event than it is for them to take time out of their busy work schedule. Gauna says it's very important because sometimes we don't have time to get checked. Here, they check our sugar and cholesterol levels so we can prevent illness. As the morning progresses, workers like Ambrose and Gauna move quickly through the booths of the Día del Campesino. They and the thousands like them still have a long day of work ahead of them. But there still is time for a hot meal. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Michelle Faust.